Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your saber calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And to all the traditional across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black, have your say in Yarn, I'm strong, you mob. Too deadly. Now, four incredible mental health heroes recognised for the 2022 Australian Mental Health Prize have been recognised. I'll mention them. Gary Thorpe from Brisbane, Queensland, community hero. Alan Woodward, Kiama, New South Wales, professional. Also lived experience, Ian Thorpe, AM, Sydney, New South Wales, and Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, Donna Stanley of Orange, New South Wales. Now, it's just there to recognise and celebrate outstanding Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander mental health leadership at a national community level. Now, Donna herself is vastly experienced leader in Aboriginal mental health and well-being, and deeply compassionate, ethical and skilled clinical. A clinician, Donna's contribution to mental health recovery have been personal. Her brother died from suicide almost 30 years ago, and she has since dedicated her life to supporting others. She has been a tireless advocate for the mental health needs for people, applying her knowledge of how Aboriginal communities' social structures influence the mental health of individuals. She's regularly called upon to interpret issues of grief, loss and trauma common among Aboriginal people arriving at hospitals in acute distress. Her work includes coordinating the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Mental Health First Aid Program and working with the New South Wales Mental Health Commission. In 2018-19, she provided valuable leadership throughout a performance audit into mental health services for Aboriginal people in New South Wales. Donna's currently the Acting Executive Director, Aboriginal Health and Wellbeing for Western New South Wales Local Health District. She assisted in leading a team in Western New South Wales, LHD, with a culturally and clinically safe model of care for Aboriginal people and communities during the Delta outbreak in 2021. We've got Donna on the line now. Donna, very good morning to you, sister. How are you? Donna, are you there? Hello? Yeah, Don, I can. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you.
Good, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
So my name's Donna Stanley, Stanley being my married name. So my maiden name is Kearns. I actually come from, born in Roma, but Mitchell is my hometown. So Goongri people down there in the southwest of Queensland, that's where I'm originally from. But I do live and work on the lands of Wiradjuri people down here in New South Wales, around Orange.
Yes, yes. Too deadly. Well, congratulations. Being Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, to be recognised in this category, you're a winner there. And when you're doing something that you love and you're passionate about and you get paid to do it, best job in the world. Donna, you're doing just that, aren't you, my sister?
Look, yes, I've been working in this space for about 30 years now.
Yes.
One of the reasons I pay tribute to my brother who I lost to suicide, you know,
yes.
And I really believe that the loss of him through that really took me on this journey into mental health. And
well, he work alongside you. I highly state that.
Yeah,
yes.
As I say, I've worked in this space a long time and really believe, you know, I work in the mainstream health system, but and I think that's the way. There's certainly, you know, opportunities with our Aboriginal community controlled services to do the work they do around social emotional wellbeing, but in terms of that really complex mental illness space, we do need Aboriginal people working in those mainstream systems, you know,
exactly.
That have got clinical skills. They also bring their culture and identity to that space, so it makes, you know, those spaces more safe.
Exactly.
Whilst we, you know, we've come some way in that process, we've still got a long way to go, you know, we're nowhere near at that space. Yeah.
So, look, and sister, you will agree, you can't beat black on black, and when you've got our mob working with our mob, that's the best ingredient in the world. And like I said, you're passionate about what you're doing, and with love and respect to your brother with us in spirit, you're doing this job, but you don't do it for any rewards or recognition or any trophies. But it's good to get recognised, my sister.
Oh, look, I you know, I'm very deeply humbled to receive the prize. Obviously, you know, the way I guess, Aboriginal people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the way that we carry ourselves is you know, we do this work not for accolades and those sorts of things, but it is very special and humbling when it does happen for you. Like, I obviously was in Sydney to receive the award yesterday, and it was great. You know, some of the...
Big note in yourself there.
Hey?
Big note in yourself there.
Oh, look, and, you know, I went on my own, and so that was... My partner would normally have been with me, but he wasn't able to come. And there was a couple of, also Dr. Mackey was there. He worked at the university there, and a couple other ladies that I met, Aboriginal ladies. And of course, I just, you know, I made my way straight to them fellows when I
of course,
them
there, beeline. Hey sis, which
yeah,
are?
I was like,
how
a
are you?
Bit like a fish out of water, so to speak, because I was thinking, oh, geez, because a lot of these fellows that, you know, that received awards alongside me were, like, their academics and, like, sort of people who... Oh, Ian Thorpe was one of the recipients.
Yes.
You know, that sort of... you know, and to be recognised at that level amongst, you know, those other professions and whatnot is pretty
now,
special.
You like, my sister, are swimming in your own accolades. So, congratulations.
Hey.
Shut your mouth. Ian Thorpe, you're deadly, brother, but listen, move over. I've got my own floaties.
Hey.
That's too deadly. And so what you got children, sis?
Yeah, I've got three children.
Family excited and happy with your
very excited.
Award?
I've got mob up there in Townsville and
yes.
a couple of nephews and nieces and a sister up there. And I got that many messages
of
and,
yes.
you know, emails and posts on Facebook. It's going to probably take me a few days to get back to everybody and say thank you. So
yeah, beautiful. No, congratulations there, sis.
So, yeah.
And so with that, you went down and picked, what, did you get a trophy or certificate? Explain
the award. I got a nice little glass...
Trophy?
Trophy, mm-hmm. I suppose. Yeah. When we were doing the official photos, they said, oh, Donnie, you need your award. And I said, where is it? I said, oh, inside under the chair.
Oh, true, shut up.
So I'm not good with these things. So, and that, I guess that's again a reflection of how
well exactly
Aboriginal people are. We don't do this for this stuff, but we do it for, you know, I'm much more a winner for, you know, every day that I get a chance to see somebody be well and be happy. And
that's your trophy right there, isn't it, sister? That's your
trophy
right there, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if I've had some time with that person and been able to help them in some way with, you know, whether it's their illness or something else in their life, you know, that's where I win.
Yeah.
And, I guess that's where, you know,
who we are.
Way, you know, there's a different lens applied to it, yeah.
Exactly. Well, I always say the best exhale for your heart is when you're bending down and lifting somebody up. And you're doing just
that.
And like I said, and you're getting paid to do that, you know.
Yeah.
To get recognised, have this little glass trophy, which you left behind, but you went back and got it. Yeah, you're too deadly, sister.
I went there to go and get it for the photos.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah, too deadly, sister. Congratulations, and we applaud you. And you are leading from the front, and just keep doing what you're doing, my sister.
I will, and thank you very much for your time and recognising me as well.
Too deadly, Donna. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Donna. Donna's with the, Donna Stanley, Orange News World, and she's a winner in the category of Aboriginal of Torres Strait Islanders to recognise and celebrate outstanding Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander mental health leadership at a national or community level. And she's one of the four incredible mental health heroes recognised for 2022 Australian Mental Health Prizes. And along this, on the same lines as Ian Thorpe, AM Sydney New South Wales, who won the category of lived experience, and also Alan Woodward, Kiama, New South Wales, a professional, and Gary Thorpe, Brisbane, Queensland, community heroes. Looks so fantastic. Donna, like she said, she wasn't looking for any trophy, whatever. She does her job, lost her beautiful brother 30 years ago to suicide, and knows that he is working alongside her. So that's fantastic. You can have your say and add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. 1-800-422-416.
across the sea. They're running from a lie to a life where they can be free. They're all crammed in their tall ships with the convicts and their chains, inject into a society where they won't take no blame, no shame. Tall ships landing on your own shore with the sails in the wind. They raise the flag and they claim the land while they toast to their king. Then a captain made a speech which will make this colony grow. Let's turn it into a civilized land. And who's here? Make them understand. The whisper of the wind tell of killing they bring. One man stands alone at the top of a hill, and the maze and the wonder of what he had seen, as he thought to himself, what are they doing here on my sacred land?
Yeah, to Delhi. That's our sacred land, Glenn Sculthorpe, here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarnup with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. Us BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, your mob. All right, to Delhi. Now, plan to bring renewable gas to Goulburn Murray, a win for Indigenous economy. A collaboration between the First Nations entrepreneur and a clean energy company is aiming to bring renewable gas to Northern Victoria while stimulating the local Indigenous economy. And so with that, we're going to talk to our brother here, Daniel Briggs, and he's a criminal lawyer turned businessman and is the managing director of Yeringa Energy. So on the line, a very good morning. Brother Daniel, how are you? You there, Daniel?
Yeah.
Hey, brother. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah. Daniel Briggs. I'm Yorta Yorta Wamba Wamba man. I'm from Shepparton in the Goulburn Murray region, Victoria.
I would say as a far north Queensland brother, that's cold country, cuss.
Very cold. Cold and wet at the moment. I'd rather be sort of in the humidity up where you are, brother.
Yeah, I was in an air-conditioned office. Murray's still sweating here.
Yeah,
look, too deadly, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, plan to bring renewable gas to Goulburn Murray and a win for Indigenous economy. The fact that First Nation people are at the table, we're talking about all the industries here, and there's opportunities for job, if not career pathways, entrepreneurs, business to be at the table. So this is a great thing for all the above, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. My thinking for this was sort of basic to begin with, but it just sort of snowballed, began about 4 years ago. Mm. I had this idea or this thought, and it sort of generated from football, from sport. You know,
yes.
It's always hard as a football club to attract sponsorship in a town where you sort of take the view that non-Indigenous people sort of don't want to sort of get behind the club or,
yes.
you know, sort of back Indigenous issues. And it's hard to get businesses involved. And, you know, it's just a sad reality. We haven't had a lot of Aboriginal men and women in business, you know, sort of reinvesting back in the community. It's starting to happen now, but I just thought, how do we change that? And I thought, you've got to get into business and you've got to get into it in a big way. And, you know, it's not going to be the be-all, end-all, but it's certainly contributing to what I see as being really important in terms of helping others to establish that Indigenous economy. So I thought if I could develop a solar farm, that was my initial thinking.
Yes.
You know, that's a good way of doing that. It generates, generates revenue, but ultimately sort of participation and jobs along the way, but also opportunities for procurement for, you know, our mob to get into business and be part of that supply chain. So
exactly.
We sort of move from solar into now what's going to be a waste-to-energy type plant that generates energy, renewable energy.
Yeah, fantastic. So what's the name of your business, bro?
Yeringa. So Yeringa's in my label, my dad's language on his side. It's Yorta Yorta. It means sun.
Good.
Sun or sort of solar. So
yes.
that's where that comes from, yeah.
All right, fantastic. So how many people you got on board, bro?
at the moment, it's just me, so it's...
Rowing the boat by yourself.
This has just been it's been like a four-year journey, really, sure. of trying to get that initial grant to do the feasibility study. It was really the feasibility study that needed to be done, and it's hard to get private investment initially because it's such a risky part of the stage of any project.
Yes.
So we sought various government grants that were around infrastructure and sort of business development, and there's been knockbacks, I guess, over the past couple of years at least. But finally, government saw a lot of value in this. We put a pretty good proposal together. So once we get the feasibility study complete, which will take around about 6 months, then we can start looking at the business model and, you know, the size of the plant, you know, where the various roles are that we can start bringing our mob into, you know, really sort of participating in various sort of capacities.
And when you're talking about, we're talking about looking after country. And no one can do better than the First Nation people on their own country, you know. And we're talking about clean energy assets developer, Pacific Heat and Power. Give us a bit of background on those guys.
Yeah, so they're developers. They're all about renewable energy. And, you know, it's not really something that Australia has a lot of sort of knowledge of or history in doing. You know, in Europe, they've been doing this sort of technology for 40 years, and in Scandinavia, sort of more so 50 years or so, where they turn waste, or what we know as landfill, or agricultural waste, into energy, turn it into energy.
Yes.
Good thing about it is you can sort of do it, and you can produce, you know, whether it's green gas, whether it's thermal energy for, you know, various industries, you know, the dairy industry, for instance, use a lot of thermal energy, electricity. But, yeah, Pacific Heat and Power have expertise in asset sort of development of those kind of bioenergy sort of waste-to-energy plants.
Look, it opens the door in so many facets, my brother. But when you're talking about looking after country, but we're also talking about looking after Mother Earth, who's screaming out for help and support, isn't she?
Well, it's funny, you know, one of the other interesting things, without it sounding sort of, you know, gammon or wishy-washy, but that's the reality, exactly what you're saying, and we're looking after the Earth. Like, Australia, that last year, I don't recall exactly when it was, but around about 12 months ago, I listened to a report that said Australia's sitting on $5.9 billion worth of waste every year. So that's stuff that we're basically burying in the Earth.
And
it's just crazy to think that we bury it and continue to damage the Earth as opposed to using it, and in this case, like you through various technologies, you can burn it, and it pretty much burns with a 99 sort of 100% emission sort of efficiency. So you're not putting any pollutants back in the air, and you're turning what would ordinarily be landfill and waste, you're turning that into energy, which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing, like I said, and it looks after country, looks after Mother Earth, but also in the business side of it, black people at the table, employment, career pathways. Fantastic, my brother. Congratulations. Enjoy that journey. You, like I said, rowing a boat by yourself, but it all starts with an idea. That's how it started, Daniel, and you're virtually on your way, my cuss.
Yeah, that's it. And it won't be long and we'll have a few more people helping me to row.
Exactly. Well, enjoy the journey. Daniel Briggs, thank you, my bro. Please do keep in touch and come and join us up here in warm country when you can.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on your show.
Take care, brother, man. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, brother.
Beautiful yarn there, and the deadly lad is Daniel Briggs. He's a criminal lawyer slash turned into businessman, and is the managing director of Yeringa Energy. And so it's a collaboration between First Nation entrepreneurs and a clean energy company. Is aiming to bring renewable gas to Victoria, Northern Victoria, that is, while stimulating a local indigenous economy. And like you said, rowing a boat by himself, but to all you deadly black entrepreneurs out there, it all starts with an idea. And if it is just you rowing the boat, well, enjoy that journey. The old phrase, build it and they will come. Have your say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Anyone's cooking down for do it myself, but it's not the same thing as watching the old folks on the old reserve. I went out to the old reserve to see if the elders were telling stories. Late at night by the campfire, mythical legends they could yarn. We'd all gather round on our old tribal ground, men, women and children on the old reserve. Hunting kangaroo, I went out to the old reserve to listen to the plaintive drone of a didgeridoo. When I opened my eyes, there was no one around, but I could hear the sound of the old reserve. I could hear the sound of the old reserve.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Straight out of sand, I landed on.
was and always will be. It can't be sold. Formation, fist in the air as we rep all nations. Black love we trust, black love is us. Till black lives matter, I'ma rep the flag for us. Ancient spirits, gifted with the ancient stories. Let our knowledge guide us, freedom as we sing our story. Raise our pride with glory, celebrate those who came before me. Always was, always will be, can never erase that story.
Always was and always will be, that can't be so.
Too Deadly, always was, always will be, and that's Natasha Aldridge featuring Phil W. There, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindindi Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 9.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Looking at the top stories in the news today, and thinking of people in Victoria and New South Wales in regard to the floods, because the body has a body found as flooding hits Forbes with more than 1,000 people told to evacuate. Other 7 news here, men and women charged with torture and murder after baby found dead. Danny Ladley sues Victoria Police over sharing of photos of her at races. Zachary Rolfe, unlikely to ever have been recruited, psychologist states. Olympian dealt drugs after public come down. Australian safety watchdog calls for tracker scrutiny as travellers use in baggage. Hyped Australia startup loses $62 million. Bob, the rescue dog, goes viral after not being chosen for adoption. How to spend half as much time lifting weights at the gym. More than half of Australia's 2.5 directors could become ineligible to run companies by the end of this month. So there it is in regard to operations there, in regard to the news that's happening at the moment. Tell us what's happening with your news. If you've got some good news there, got some bad news, either way, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Little man. my little man in the boat.
Double. is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's alright. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist,
I don't shout. Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
It's got four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me and my feet. It's faded red and it breaks a tight.
We can do what we did at the traffic lights.
We don't linger,
we don't fall.
Give it a go,
just because
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame.
Yeah, there it is. That's Walking Frame Blues. Uncle Simi Dan with us in spirit, an old man of the sea. And he's travelling the seas, don't worry about that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. Murray just steering the ship. But you can have your saying, Yana, on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Want to give a big shout out to Yep here in Cairns, that's YEP, also FBI, Food Beverage Institute, and also Harbrow Mentoring, that's Mark Harbrow and his daily brother Jared. They run their own mentoring business up here in Cairns. Also Queensland Government and Department of Seniors Disability Services and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership. TTNQ Drought Hub, also JCU Advanced Cairns. They're organising Indigenous Food and Business Expo happening here in Cairns, Wednesday 16 November from 1pm to 6pm at the Pier Shopping Centre. So fantastic. It's open for black people in business, or yeah, whether it be food or business self, either way, register your stall for free. So get in touch with those guys and look at that. And I know that Bumbo Dripper will be there doing outdoor broadcast. So big shout out there to the BBM crew. It is a team effort. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Hope you're travelling well. Here we are getting close to Murray Christmas, you mob. What are you doing for Christmas? The heat is on up here in far north Queensland. But it's about getting together with family. That's what it's all about. We all live a busy life and chasing the dollar in regard to the JOB and paying the bills. But every now and again, need to relax and unwind. And it comes to the time when Christmas time in regard to that yarn. So have your say in yarn up here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, yarn with the bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Going to catch up a yarn there with Dilly Brother. That's Harley Mann. He's director and ensemble member of Circa Cairns, Circa Cairns world premiere from Old Things. So we've got the brother online. Let's talk to the brother and see how he's travelling. On the line, we have Harley. Good morning. How are you, bro?
Good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Now, we've spoken before, Somersault and Yarns, about Circa Cairns. Tell us how you're travelling and just paint the picture to what you're doing and paint the picture to our listeners out there what Circa Cairns is all about, brother.
Yeah, right. Too easy. So since we last spoke, we've been, Circa Cairns is a contemporary circus based up here in Cairns, and we've been hard working away trying to put together our first show from Old Things, which we premiered on Wednesday, and we have two more shows tonight and tomorrow night over at Boombojo Theatre.
Boombojo Theatre, okay, lovely. So explain what the moves about Circa Cairns. So storytelling using dance, using acrobatic acts, is that the case?
Yeah, so we're a contemporary circus company, so we do lots of acrobatics and circus, tumbling, pyramids, hula hoops, all sorts of things like that. But the thing that I find really inspiring about what we do is we use the skills and the tricks of circus to build a narrative and a story that has a strong theatrical presence and an emotional range.
Yes. And how many people you got on board, brother? And you got men and women?
Yeah, so this show is a four-person show, so there's four acrobats in the ensemble. Mm. But over the next sort of 3 years, 3 to 5 years, we're growing the ensemble to have more First Nations and non-First Nations artists from Cairns and around Australia and around the world working with us here in Cairns.
So with the show that's happening at the moment, from Old Things, that's up and running now. So you're auditioning on the side for brothers and sisters to step forth in regard to this space?
Oh, always.
Always. Beautiful.
Yeah. always keeping an eye out, eh, for the next generation, next mob come through and do be a part of, part of Shake Your Cans and what we're doing up here.
Brother, I got my right toe, my left ear now while I'm yarning with you. Look, the human anatomy, the human body can do so much, can't it?
Yeah, for sure.
And we don't realise we start doing things and pulling hamstrings where we didn't even know we had hamstrings. So tell us how you got into it and where do you stem from? Who are your mob? Where are you from? Harley?
Yeah, my mob, Waka Waka.
Okay.
But I grew up in Sydney on Gadigal country.
Yes.
And so I used to stay in up from Waka Waka, but now being up here in Cairns, down from here. but I got on the circus as a kid. I started in a community circus, and which is like after school sports,
Yes.
But instead of footy and
kicking
and
a football, soccer, basketball.
Yeah, instead of that, we were playing.
You're chucking your left foot high in the air.
Yeah, doing flips and
catching your right knee.
Mischief. Yeah, exactly right. And then, sort of from there in Melbourne, there's a circus I ran a program called the Blackfoot Program.
Yes.
And then from there, I went on to study a Bachelor of Circus Arts.
Good on you.
At Swinburne University in Melbourne, for a course at NICA. And I really sort of fell in love with it. It made a lot of sense to me to use physicality and use the kind of the capacity of the human body and that thing they were talking about, the things that surprise you about the human body, to continue telling stories and asking questions that I sort of had noticed or was seeking answers to in my life,
And if you look at it, Harley, we tell our stories, and whether it be art, painting, song and dance, whatever medium, whatever vehicle we use, we need to tell our story, brother.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And for me, circus has a very kind of a very strong connection to place and people.
Yes.
It's physical, it's grounded, you've got to throw yourself at the earth and bounce out of it. You need to hold on to people and be close to them and listen to their breath.
Mm.
And it's got a sort of a real instinctual connection that I didn't find in a lot of other art forms.
Yeah, that's deep, my brother, and more power to you. Now, when we look at Circa Cairns, so is that your company and you're the director for it?
Oh, Circa Cairns is a new initiative by Circa.
Okay.
Circa, a Brisbane-based contemporary circus company.
Right,
and they've been around for over 2 decades now.
So under that umbrella, you operate a space as a creative director.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. So I'm the artistic lead of Circa Cairns and running, helping with the support of Circa. We're working to facilitate the growth of a new ensemble here in Cairns.
Sure.
That'll tell different stories to what they do in Brisbane,
Well, if you look at our black people, we are blonks to dance. We belong to our body, And we got talent, I would think, in this space, yes.
For sure.
For sure.
It's something funny that I've always noticed with our mob is just like the ability and the physical agility and ability to pick up acrobatics and talent within our communities is something that's really uncommon, I think, in any kind of other kind of communities. And so being here in Cairns, we hope to tap into young ones that have this sort of potential and desire to use their bodies to tell stories, but don't know that there is a pathway to employment through.
They own the vehicle, which is their body. They don't know that, but
exactly right.
But I'm just thinking back, you know, back in school days, we used to walk around with the ghetto blasters and the cardboard and what have you, and the vinyl break dancers. And there's so many different crews here in North Queensland, and we used to have challenges against Townsville and Innisfail and Tablelands and Mossman, The amount of black people that would get on that vinyl, that cardboard, and the things they would do to their body, you know. Like a man pulling a hamstring just talking about it now, you know, it's proper deadly, brother. So I reckon you'd be picking up talent left, right, and centre, cuss.
Exactly right.
Today Cairns, tomorrow the world, eh? Is that it, Harley?
that's what we're looking for.
Well, I was going to say you're the man, but that's exactly who you are. Harley, man, thank you for the yarn, my brother. Dilly yarn with you. Looking forward to probably seeing the show. And you're now performing at Jumbala, is that right?
Boombaja.
And you're there performing? And for how long are you performing there for?
Tonight, tomorrow night. So Friday, Saturday night, 7:30.
Okay, righty. So you Dilly, local mob out there. Go and check out the Circa Cairns. Thank you, Harley. Keep smiling, brother. Enjoy that journey. We'll be in touch, eh?
Yeah, chat soon, Trevor. See ya.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. Dilly yarn there. Too Dilly, that brother. And, he's probably doing the splits while he's yarning with me, but he's from Circa Cairns, and they are presenting Circa Cairns World Premiere from Old Things and using Circa movement acrobatic acts to tell a story. And that's fantastic. And like I said, by whatever medium we use, we need to tell our story, so that's fantastic. And hats off to Circa Cairns. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Trendy Trevor signs off here for today's program. Back in the hots again on Monday, you'll see me, or hear from me anyway, on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yana with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, and we go from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday to Friday, from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. But a big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service, to get us across the airways, across the country. So, to Delhi Mob.